Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, whatever happened to your cockatoo?
Well, the thing about all of my lovely pets, I had adopted animal rescue unit based in Los Angeles, California. And I initially sourced them to find the animals once that became our little shtick. But I then ended up having an affinity for the animals just in a general sense and overall, and just tried to then come up with occasions of where we could just utilize them all. So the cockatoo was never mine personally. A ladybird. Love that bird, though.
Yeah, it looks great on your shoulder.
I think she's still being taken really great care of.
Good.
I ended up giving Perfect the cat.
The cat, yeah.
To a family. Yeah, the cat had become so famous. One of the employees, I think it was actually one of the owners of the rescue unit, she said her kids were just crazy about Perfect. And when I left the Voice, I left L.A. altogether, and I did not take Perfect with me, and I ended up giving it to the family. I just said, well, you know, I would bless their family if they love the cat in that kind of way, and I was traveling so extensively, you know, and I wasn't able to tour and move about freely. I didn't have the flexibility that I kind of craved as an artist, and so
right. When
I got to moving around the way that I enjoy to do, it just wasn't feasible for me to have the cat. So I gave it to the family, and
that's
I'm sure they're still
loving
on Perfect, you know, to
Day. Absolutely. Yeah. So are we going to see like maybe like a live nativity scene? Any animals on the Holiday Hits tour?
Well, to be totally honest, I probably would have pulled out a lot of gags. I would have loved to do all of that stuff and figure it all out. But, you know, there's a lot of working parts, and it's really difficult to take a show like that on the road.
No doubt.
You know, and we kind of put this show together kind of impromptu. Let's do it.
Right.
And, you know, so we didn't really think much of it. So I think this is probably the first preliminary run of
cool.
it. And, you know, all goes well, you know, we'll come back around and we'll do it seasonally. We'll do it annually. You know what I mean? We'll come
right.
back and we'll continue to flesh it out and make it, something that people can look forward to, you know, every year. And it becomes
yes.
a generational thing, you know.
I agree. Absolutely. A Christmas Carol, and then you got to see CeeLo Green. That's what's going to be the next thing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well,
we can't wait to see you here in Pittsburgh, CeeLo. You got to get his tickets. We got to link up at starpittsburgh.com Holiday Hits Tour. Thank you so much for joining us, CeeLo Green. We can't wait to see you here in the Berg.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to seeing you, too.